So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Five of sports up. It's Touch and Rich. Walk. Name the artist.
I don't know. I really don't.
I'm living large as possible. Posse unstoppable. Style topical and vividly optical. Listen, you'll see them. Sometimes I'll be in cops, critics, and punks. Never ever want to see me in power. Well, that's too bad. Apocalypse Now. I'm back and I'm mad. We're coming. You're running cold and cunning. Iced tea on the mic.
Well, now I know who it is. Nice tea.
I know we
got it.
Rap motivated teacher talker. The rhyme stalker. We're be thrilling. So we've been chilling. We're getting off and getting louder than a shotgun. You don't want none. Rhyme Pays was the name of the album. Well, that was number one. This is number two. The Posse Groove. We're going to break through.
I was the whitest kid listening to this album in Kennesaw, Georgia, hiding it because it had like a woman's butt sticking out of her bathing suit at the beginning of it.
Do you ever wish you could like exchange all the space in your brain that's occupied by lyrics of songs from 25 years ago? Like,
no.
I could know more
Not
stuff
at all.
Now.
I never have had that thought once.
But instead, I know every single Offspring lyric.
I have no problem with that. Why would you want to erase all that?
It's just taking up space.
No, really. It's not. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. And hang on to that.
I think you only have so many file cabinets in the old brain that if I could just dump some out.
No.
And maybe put some like actual information in there. It'd be helpful.
We'll get to something having to do with that in just a moment. But real quick, so we just played that. So Dario Rozier was with a couple guys doing a live video on Bleach Report last night. And about 3 minutes before the pick was announced, he said, I'm going to find out who the pick is. And he FaceTimed Danny Ainge. Now, Danny Ainge answers on the FaceTime. And the guys from Bleach Report look at each other like, whoa, this is weird. And Danny Ainge tells them who they're picking. Here's kind of how it sounded.
Danny. What's up? Who is going to be?
I got to draft a point guard.
You know, I need to really know who is going to be so I can, you know, get a little inside scoop.
We're trying to find out right now.
Trying to find out right now. Okay, you don't really want to give me the inside scoop. I understand.
No, I do. I wish I could tell you, but I think it's going to be Bob Williams, but we're working looking at all the medical stuff.
Okay, gotcha. You know, I just wanted to call and mess with you a little bit, see who it was. You know?
All right, brother.
All right, man, I'm going to talk to you. Be safe.
Okay, see you.
Yep. Bye. Bob Williams. I'm going to go with Bob Williams.
Okay. All right. So then Danny Ainge.
What a guffaw that was. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows? I probably would have guffawed in that situation, too. I'd have been like, oh, we might get in trouble. So we're going to get sued. So Danny Ainge, even afterwards, asked about it.
I was obviously joking with Terry about the guard position, but I had no idea it was on live, whatever live it was. I thought he was FaceTiming me. I had no idea. But anyway, that is sort of funny.
Okay. I've watched the video. I heard Danny Ainge talk, and I was saying that I think it's 100% real. You said that you thought that it was set up in advance, right? That's kind of your
like
opinion.
Terry might have let Danny know he was going to be on this thing, and let's do this goofy thing.
But it's still insane to me that he would do something like that or agree to do something like that when their pick was going to be made in 3 minutes,
right?
I mean, that's insane.
I'm not saying I know that it was set up, okay. But I feel like
but you
there
feel
was
like it was.
There.
So, by the way, there's a lot of people, way more people than I thought were going to who are siding with you. I just put it out on Twitter. I said Hurley thinks that it was set up in advance. I think it was 100% real. Right now, 59% say it was 100% real. So 41% support you, and I thought it was going to be a lot more on my side on this.
Well, if it was set up, then they pulled it off pretty well.
Really well.
Better actors than those clowns in the NHL awards with the hockey sticks.
Oh, I mean, the NHL awards, what are you talking about? I mean, those guys, I mean, that was high comedy.
We got something special for you guys tonight.
That's right, boys.
All right. So
that's
there you
right,
go.
Boys.
That's right, boys. So we learned something about Mike earlier. I did yesterday that I did not know that kind of freaked me out. And we will explore that.
We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie. Let's go.
.5 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. Here in the Town Fair Tire Studios, simulcast
all over this great nation of ours on NBC Sports Boston. And Michael Hurley filling in for Fred this morning. There are questions about whether Fred was attacked by the raccoon yesterday. It's funny, I got a bunch of emails on how to kill a cat raccoon, and every single one of them I immediately deleted.
Yeah.
There was one, I read one, I opened one, and it was so horribly violent that I just went, nope, I'll take no more of those.
I don't have many fears. Not that I'm like a big badass, but I'm just, but animals in their environment. I grew up sort of in the woods in Arlington.
Sure.
And we had raccoons, and they're like so intelligent and just so, like, you can't outsmart them. You can't, like, they're vicious. So I sympathize with
Fred
yesterday.
And they jump. That was the main thing we learned, is that they can spring onto you.
The ones in my house, one would hold the other's ankles so it could dive into the trash and rummage through, and then they'd, like, switch positions. It was insane. I don't like raccoons.
No, very cartoonish. But one thing we did learn a while back that I was fascinated by was just John Wallach. I don't know how we learned about it, but we learned that John Wallach had this weird, like, over the top knowledge of all things sexy 90s R&B and
New Jack Swing.
Yeah, like, yeah.
LeVert. We learned that Wallach doesn't see anything wrong with a little bump and grind.
Not at all. No, absolutely not. But the guy also went to like a ton of concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And did you wear the pirate shirt?
No, I didn't wear the puffy shirt to my Color Me Bad experience. No,
never walked around with a cane.
No.
Okay. Well,
no, I left the Boys to Men thing out.
As weird as we found all of that, I found out something about Michael Hurley yesterday, which is almost as strange.
Well, it's funny because you asked me if there's anything weird about me, and I'm like, no, of course not. And then you think about it for 5 minutes, you're like, oh, there's like a couple dozen things we could probably go into.
There is something that Michael Hurley, he claims to have a very deep knowledge of, and even obscure things. And I don't know why, but we need to find out. But apparently, Michael Hurley knows all about... boy bands.
Big boy band guy.
The guy, you are a legit fan of boy bands.
I like it.
All right.
I like a lot of boy band
music. Like, we're talking, like, what's the wheelhouse? You're talking like 98 through like 2003?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the peak. Okay. Not like nothing like modern. I can't say I'm up on the latest boy band trends.
Okay. You're not into, what's the 5 Seconds of Summer?
I'm not familiar, no. Yeah. So, what's it called? Those British guys were pretty good for a while. That's What Makes You Beautiful?
Oh, Harry Styles. One Direction.
And yeah, they were pretty good for a minute.
Yeah, and then Zayn got all tattooed on the badass.
It's tough to keep it together, we learned.
It is. Okay, so, but why, like, you legitimately would buy these albums?
I don't know if I bought them, but everyone had them. It was like middle school, and it was just, it was life.
But you
it
said
was,
you knew deep cuts
from
these albums.
Yeah, I got into it a little bit.
Ooh.
Not like go to concerts or anything, but I like it. I think it's good.
Did you ever dream of, like, being in a boy band? Like, was that something that you wanted to be in?
No, but I did know one of the dances. Not that NSYNC song. The other one, It's Gonna Be Me. I could do that chorus dance right now. I'm not gonna. I'll never do it.
See, I could actually do part of the Bye 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 one. I'm not kidding you. Like, that's like, if there's ever like a karaoke type thing and you get called up to do it, you have that on the ready. Or yeah, if there's like a wedding, you have Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do it anymore, but there was a point in time I could do the It's Gonna Be Me dance.
You can?
Yep.
You gotta pull it up.
I don't know.
You gotta pull up It's Gonna Be Me.
I haven't done it in maybe more than a decade.
You're talking about it.
The body doesn't work
the
same.
There's part of you that really wants to stand up and get to it.
Just have it ready in a minute.
I will not do the dance.
Have it ready.
All right.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
I don't know that I can
still
do it. You
can't
just drop that and leave it there.
I did it. I dropped it.
Rich, are you with me on this?
That's called being a bad co-host.
Seriously.
Fred would have
got to leave him wanting more. Yeah, Fred would have done the boy band dance.
He would. He absolutely
would. Lord knows when you're going to be back in here next time, leave him wanting more.
I don't know if that will help or hurt that situation, though.
I say you have nothing to lose.
I need to find out just how deep you are into this, because you said that you knew, like, the big ones, you knew, like, the spin-offs.
You some deep cuts? You want to go BSB deep cuts? We can go deep cuts.
All right.
So the call by the Backstreet Boys might be the best song ever recorded. And anyone who disputes that is wrong.
who is the hunk of BSB? Like, now I'm using your lingo.
Oh, that's Jonathan, right?
Nick was probably the heartthrob, but a lot of girls like Brian. He kind of had more of a charm to him.
Who is the bad boy who had the laugh now?
AJ.
Tattoo?
Oh, he's a rat. He's a rat that went into rehab.
I call him Johnny Cigarettes because he'd be like, I smoke.
That's right.
I'm wearing a vest.
He looks like a rat with that.
Hat on.
I thought he tattled on someone.
No. He looked physically like a rat.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I wish we had like somebody you could play against, like a woman in her like early 30s, where this would have been.
Well, why don't we? I'm sure it'll take 5 seconds for a woman in her 30s to call.
You know who's also into it? Speaking of which, who worked out with the Wallach situation? Was Billy Lanny. Big fan of early, late 90s, early 2000s pop.
Like the, but the boy bands?
I think
as
so.
As deep as you were?
Okay. Maybe.
All right, well, let's try it out. Let's see what you got. I'm going to play a clip, and just as soon as you know the name of the artist, yell it out.
All right,
here we go. Wallach knows?
I think so.
What is it?
This is NSYNC, isn't it?
No.
No, okay. No.
That hurts because I told you I could get the obscure one. That seems like an obscure
98
one.
98 Degrees?
Nope.
No.
Dude, that's Backstreet Boys.
That was the Backstreet Boys?
That is a Backstreet Boys song called Shining Star.
I don't know that one.
BSB, you lie like you're down
that
with
one,
BSB.
That's a bad start.
All right.
Bad start for me.
What's this one?
That sounds like 98 Degrees.
That is 98 Degrees.
Suck.
That's it, sync.
Yeah, it is.
All right. One for me.
Is sync actually covered sailing?
It's in sync.
I should have known that.
Hurley, how am I ahead of you in
it's
this?
It's a bad start. Bad start for me.
Come on, Hurley.
Okay, here's the deal. You miss three more of these, you're doing the dance without a choice.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You miss
right.
three more of these, you're
I'm
doing
not doing
the dance.
You I can't do the dance.
You could, then you know what? Then you've ruined
so
the bit.
So if I go over
if
five,
you can't get
if I go over five, I'll do the
to
dance.
Make up for ruining the bit.
I just missed Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, though, so it's not looking promising.
No, it is not at all.
It's different under the lights, isn't all it?
Right, I should have hung on that one. I should have waited.
Who is this? Here we go.
I know this song.
Can I take it? The first, it's Soul something, right?
Oh, my God, Wallach!
Soul Decision?
I can't give Soul. You credit. I got to give Wallach credit.
Yeah, baby, 2-0.
You are two more wrong, Hurley, from having to do the dance. Wow.
Man.
Hang on.
I'm getting smoked.
Ben, what's up, man?
Michael, dude.
Yeah.
You are not a bigger boy band fan than I am. I promise you. My first ever cassette tape that I bought was the first Backstreet Boys cassette where they were like leaning on the building and the first song was We Got It Going On.
I did.
Promise you, you're not a bigger boy band fan than me.
I should know. I would never claim to be, but I thought it was better than this.
All I know is some pressure's on. There are two left.
Greg, how awful is Michael Hurley doing at this?
Oh, my God. First off, I want to say, Wallach does not get enough credit. He is not a geek. Wallach is the man. I just want to say that.
Yeah, baby.
And Hurley, no offense, man, but you, I am not shocked that you don't know every fact about this. Because, dude, you come from the land of the weak. That's all I got, dude. Like, I feel bad for you, but, I mean, dude, Wallach is a weapon.
I don't get it. Am I? Wait, yeah. If I was doing better, it would be better.
No. He's calling you out.
I know I'm doing poorly.
Wallach is surprised. How did you know Soul Decision?
I don't know. It just popped into my head. It's Soul something. I didn't say Soul Decision. I got the first half of it.
Damn,
but I'm
to,
still better than you,
break?
Harley.
Okay. We're going to finish. We have Sean Grady coming up. We're going to finish this at 8:40.
I bet you Grady knew both of those.
If you miss two more of these at 8:40, then you've got to do the dance that you said. What was the song? It's going to be me.
Maybe
yeah.
Okay.
The one thing is I can't dance. So that's an issue.
That's what makes it so special, you see.
And by the way, I'm looking at this list of artists, like boy bands I've got up. Out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that I have left, I've heard of 5 of the 7.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said.
Like 5 of the 7 I've heard of. There's 2 I've never heard of before, but I've been told that they were a legit band. So, I mean, they actually had a hit, and these songs are hits.
Well, like I said, I got BSB and NSYNC wrong, so it's not looking promising.
Billy Lanny, I'm guilty as charged with the boy band.
Yeah, we've had conversations.
All right, we'll finish that at 8:40, but in the meantime, Sean Grady, not a boy band fan.
You don't know that.
I actually don't know.
You don't know that.
Any wrestlers in boy bands?
I don't think there are many crossovers.
Yeah. Maybe there isn't a crossover. Oh, we will talk to Sean Grady about what happened last night with the Boston Celtics, Dwight Howard, and shame. And the shame that Hurley will sit in until 8:40.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Well, Boston has been looking for a young big man to start bringing in behind Al Horford. And one player on the board who is a lottery-level talent Texas A&M's Robert Williams almost came out after his freshman year last year and was projected at that time to be a top 7 or 8 player. Questions about his attitude, work ethic had knocked him almost out of the first round here, but he is high on the Celtics draft board, and if they select him here, he could be a steal of this first round.
That is ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, who, by the way, yesterday just flipped a giant middle finger to ESPN's policy of not tipping picks by saying things like, Boston is tantalized by Robert Williams with the 27th pick. Portland has a laser on Anthony Simons, or Simmons, and then this is my favorite. Utah Jazz have no plans to pass on Grayson Allen with the 21st pick. He just figured out, he just busted open the thesaurus and said, here's how I'm going to get around it. And I guess it wasn't Shams from Yahoo, I know that's his prodigy, that got him pissed off. It was Mark Stein, who works for ESPN, like works for the same company. And someone told me that Wojnarowski actually tweeted, was like, what are you doing? We have a policy about not tipping picks. And finally, I was like, all right, enough of this.
Adrian Wojnarowski felt strongly that ESPN's policy of not tipping picks could be better.
So God bless him. That was actually one day where Twitter was entertaining and not just a pile of anger.
Sort of like the day the llamas got loose in Phoenix.
That was kind of funny,
That was a great day.
That was a great day. But Sean Grandy, who is the voice, the radio voice of your Boston Celtics, he was. You were at the Arbuckle Center last night, right?
I was.
That place is nuts. Like I really want to go there. Like I mean, I wouldn't think I would have been, completely oohed and awed by a training facility, but it's unbelievable what they've done over there, isn't it?
Woj says that Celtics are particularly thrilled. I thought the Grayson Allen tweet was the Mona Lisa of a masterpiece night.
Yeah, yeah. They have no plans to pass on was just phenomenal.
That was, it was a beautiful thing.
Everything was a build to that. That was the climax. And then there was a denouement, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And he can, like, imagine, this is his busiest night of the year anyway. It's insanity for him leading up to this. So to do this on top of it, it's basically, you know, it's almost like freestyling within the confines of the game. It's like playing game 7 of the finals.
Yes.
And then playing, you know, your own 1-on-5, you know, masterpiece.
Well, apparently, according to him, Boston was tantalized by Robert Williams for a while now. And everything we learned yesterday from the press conferences, I guess starting around pick 17, that's when they're like, well, maybe we're going to be able to get this guy. What was your opinion of their pick last evening, Sean?
You know, with the caveat that every team pretty much wakes up today and says, wow, we nailed it. Because, listen, anyone that's ever done a fantasy draft knows you're always going to get a guy on your draft board, higher on your draft board than he is on everybody else's. So everybody, to some degree, feels that way. But it's hard to imagine that the Celtics could do better. It reminded me really what you realize when you wake up today is that the Celtics, I don't want to say they've become the Spurs, but this is what the Spurs every year, picking in this spot, would do. You'd wake up the next day, and all of a sudden, you'd wake up and say, wow, the Spurs got, how'd they get a really good player? How'd they get a player that they weren't supposed to get, picking very late in the first round? And, you know, I think the key to this draft, wasn't it really, to not overreact and not get involved in all the crazy? And the Celtics are exactly where they wanted to be, you know, 24 hours later.
And Sean, everyone's saying that, you know, this is somebody who many people had as a lottery pick, you know, a few months ago, but he fell down the boards because they're saying there were character concerns. And, you know, there's very palatable, and actually not palatable, but there's, you can see on some of the tape what the concerns are on the court. Like, you know, him not getting back on defense. There's also some other plays that he takes off. He's not always 100% in on certain plays. But then they also mentioned that there was off the court character concerns as well. I asked Kyle Draper this earlier. Do you know anything about any of that? Is there some sort of news report that we have not heard about him off the court and why they should be concerned?
Well, first of all, there is no such thing in 2018 as a report that you haven't heard of.
Sure.
There is in 2018, there are too many reports, some of which may be true. So if you can't find it, for the most part, in 2018, it didn't happen. I think it's sort of interesting because when you watch them play in the tournament at all, a lot of the, you know, the side stories on him were about his work ethic and how good it was. This is a guy that came in really undersized and was very focused, as a lot of young kids are, on making the NBA and completely changed his body. I hear a lot of talk about taking plays off and things like that. Listen, young players do young things, and there is a reason, certainly. He slipped to 27. But when you talk to, you know, A&M people about him, they talk about how he did not have an NBA body when he got to school and worked very hard on that particular aspect to, you know, put himself in a position. He was driven towards being a lottery pick and knew that was a, you know, what is it I have to do? What do I lack entering school to be an NBA lottery pick and to be that guy? And he didn't have an NBA body, and now he does. So to me, that's the first thing I think of when you're talking about work ethic is, wow, he worked extraordinarily hard off the court to put himself in this position. So that's, you know, when I do your research on him, work ethic-wise, that's what I came up with.
Sean, you talked a lot about not submitting to the crazy. I heard you a little bit with Adam Jones last night. Are you surprised that Danny Ainge did not make a big move in the draft?
I think, don't we have to be a little bit? I mean, it was all logical, and everything made sense, and there really was no way to trade up high. Listen, everybody loved Doncic. I love what Dallas did. I think Atlanta's getting a lot of praise today. And I think their second deal, you know, in the first round, I think that was good. I'm not crazy about Trae Young. I'm not crazy about the fact, I think years from now, we're going to look back at them giving up a chance to get Doncic for Trae Young as one of the bigger mistakes in this draft. That said, there just really wasn't opportunity. And when you look back at the history of Danny and these moves, as crazy on paper as they've been, how many times have you said, wow, that's a wild stretch right there. You know, you could argue the Winslow opportunity 3 years ago is probably the only one that falls under that umbrella, and that one obviously didn't happen. And I think he was very realistic going into this draft. And, you know, the Celtics offseason, as we all know, is going to be defined by Marcus Smart and Aaron Baines and how free agency plays out.
Sean, to follow up on that, we talked, I mean, obviously there wasn't a lot of movement in the top 10 there, but not knowing how hard or if Danny was interested in getting in. What I always think about, do you think, given how lopsided some of the wins of these trades Danny has made, do you think there's like a year or two of resulting effect where GMs don't even want to take a call from him knowing that they don't want to be the next Billy King or be the next Philadelphia?
I think it's a great question. I think it's worth bringing up at this point. On the other hand, I think, first of all, this is a fairly confident group of people. And I think teams, the notion of being afraid of Danny, this isn't largely a group of people that are going to be afraid of one of their colleagues when it comes to making a move. And I think everything is its own situation. And if there's an opportunity for a team to improve themselves and get a player that they want, or get a pick they want, I don't think they're not going to do it because, well, wait a minute, that is Danny Ainge on the phone. So maybe there is, you know, it doesn't work out. But I think you are at the point where, I think it's an interesting talking point when you look at the wins and, you know, when you look at the record now over 15 years. But situationally, each case coming up on its own, if you've been around a group of confident people, I think NBA general managers pretty much fall into that category.
All right, Sean. So there is, as of yesterday, Dwight Howard is a free agent. We know that Danny Ainge has expressed that he's liked Dwight Howard in the past. He has been basically given away for less than you would think his stats were worth from the last several teams that he was on. He's had great numbers this past season. What is your opinion of him on the Boston Celtics? I mean, my God, you've called all these games with him. You know, all the way back from the playoffs in like 2009 when he was, you know, a stud with the Magic.
Boy, you've been at this a long time.
No, but it's true. You have seen this guy
right,
firsthand.
Right? You heard that.
Yeah.
I got that.
You are just old as hell. and decrepit.
It happened. There was an outfielder a long time ago that played for the Mets when I was growing up, and he bounced around the major leagues. His name is Lee Mazzilli. Okay, and first of all, I'm just dating myself by bringing up that name in and of itself. But he was sort of this heartthrob that came up with the bad Mets teams like 30, 40 years ago, and he knew he had changed. You know, his life had changed when he'd say, "Well, when he came back to the Mets at the end of his career, it was on the '86 team when they won." And he said, well, "You know, they asked him what the difference is, and he said, "Well, when I first came up, we used to get, you know, my sister loves you, and now it's my mother loves you." You know, so that's time goes by, and just like little shots like that, all of a sudden, I was listening to you in high school.
right. Okay, so we've established that you're old. What do you think of Dwight Howard?
You know what? I poked at Jonesy a little bit last night because how can you not? It's fun, right? as a lifelong holder of minority opinion, I do not think it's as much of a negative or insane as others seem to. And you mentioned 2009. In 2009, the Celtics at the end of that year picked up Stephon Marbury. Stephon Marbury, who is a player that nobody would touch for years because he had an outrageous contract and there were issues with him. But for every player, there is a certain situation. Now, first of all, needless to say, you want Aaron Baines back. That's number one priority.
Of course, of
course.
With
Aaron Baines and Al Horford and Daniel Tite, that's a lot of minutes. And now Robert Williams, that's a lot of minutes for bigs. And remember, we're talking how are things coming up before the Celtics make that pick last night and have a young big fall all the way to them at 27. So I don't think any of this is happening. That said, is my opinion of Dwight Howard as a veteran minimum, low salary, 11th or 12th man on the bench who could give you some quality minutes, is that a different view of a Dwight Howard that you're counting on to play 28 minutes or 30 minutes and be your starting center? Yeah, it's a little bit, it's a different situation. I don't think I would be as opposed to it when you look at, how do you make talent work? There aren't players, a lot of players like Dwight Howard in the league, and what is the role you need him in? Is he going to disrupt coming in and playing a smaller role? Is he going to come in and seriously disrupt what you have going? I think people are overplaying that.
I also don't know what he's looking for. I mean, right, if he's a veteran minimum guy who just wants a ring before he goes away, but to me it doesn't matter. I can't stand the guy, and I just have thought that he's just him and Carmelo Anthony. I think any team that they're on is never going to win a championship. While they're on it, and they're wildly talented. Both of them extremely talented. As I said, numbers alone. If you look at what Dwight Howard was doing, and somebody told you without telling you what the name of the guy was that you could get him for the veteran minimum this year, I'd be like, hell yes, sign me up. But man, that guy, the stink is just, it's too strong on him. And all the other teams are saying the exact same thing that he's been on as of late.
I don't think, listen, he's been traded every year. There's a reason why. I just don't think, let me put it this way. Adding Dwight Howard as a veteran minimum, for example, which I do not think is going to happen, I don't think that somehow magically derails the Celtics train and negates all of the positive things that you have going in the organization and the roster and the direction. That's all.
I think his aura of suck is strong enough to do that. He might be one of the only
pull everyone down as the 11th man.
Yes. He will try telling his like wacky jokes that he does and make pranks in the locker room that he's known so much for, and voices that I think it will just like beat everyone down and no one will want to actually take the court. So that's my opinion. All right, so Sean Grandy, who is very old, joins us on the AT&T Hotline. Thanks for coming on with us. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon, especially after free agency. We'll see how everything goes with Marcus Smart and all that other fun stuff. And LeBron James when he eventually comes here.
Yeah, Woj says it's going to be a fascinating summer.
Yes,
yeah.
It should be. All right, we'll talk to you.
He say it's going to be a fascinating summer.
Yes, he says that there's a laser. What was it?
They're lasering on.
Yeah, we're lasering on an interesting summer. That's what it should be. All right, we'll talk
brilliant
to you.
Brilliant night.
Thank you, Sean.
You got it, guys.
I see you, man. All right, we got to get back to Michael Hurley.
Oh, boy.
I'm still
up 2-0, by the way.
Oh, John Wallach, you are a favorite of the 30-plus women out there right now.
As I always have been.
You have earned some points.
Sure. I'm in a hole.
So we will get back to that. We'll continue what we started at 8 o'clock with Hurley just embarrassing himself.
Awful.
Absolutely embarrassing.
You know what's crazy, and I said it, is my reputation is taking a ding for not knowing boy band songs, which is, I thought the inverse would be true.
I think it's because you said you knew
that's
them.
That's true. It hurts. I'm more embarrassed than anyone.
Just like you do with your articles, you're being called a fraud.
Yeah, it happens.
There you go. So we will do that right after John Wallach's headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
All right, 98.5 of Sports, so it's Toucher and Rich, some unfinished business. So yesterday, Michael Hurley, I was texting him back and forth, and, you know, we learned about John Wallach, strangely, that he has this unbelievable knowledge of all things early 90s, like sexy R&B and hip-hop, which I thought was extremely strange. And to that, Hurley told me that he has a extremely, I guess, a very large index of knowledge when it comes to all things boy bands, usually like right around the wheelhouse of 98 to 2003. And he said,
So he thought.
He said that, you know, I even have the dance from the It's Gonna Be May video. I know how to do that dance. He said, on top of that, I could tell you bands that are obscure, even album cuts from popular bands. And to that I say, well, we are going to test you because, you know, you've talked a big game. And sure enough, the guy was 0 for 3 when we started off. 0 for 3. And Wallach, on the other hand, immediately knew like two of them, right?
Yep.
So he was 2 for 3.
One and a half.
What? Well, he got. He knew that sole decision was.
That was
sole
a, that was a combo effort.
Still 1.5 better than you.
Okay. I got half.
No, after I said sole, you're like, oh yeah, sole decision.
Which, by the way, has earned Wallach some followers in the 30+ women crowd. Like they welcome, are all. About
I can't wait to stroll into Abe and Louie's. I'm going to own that place.
Just like Abe and Louie's, you got like 22 more decades.
Just like Rozier and Ainge was a setup. This was a setup. Yeah, make John elevate John.
So we said, okay, we said, Hurley, you've talked a big game and you suck at this.
Yeah.
It's awful. We said, so if you miss a total of 5, I think the only way to make up for it all is to show us that dance that you learned from It's Gonna Be Me. And he's, of course,
pretty stressed out about that.
Pretty stressed out about that.
I don't know if I agreed, but we'll see.
All right, so you missed a Backstreet Boys song. I started with layups.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know those songs. Damn it.
Okay. I started Backstreet Boys and then the NSYNC covering Sailing, which
I should have hung on that
pretty
one.
Pretty ridiculous.
And then JC's sole decision. Stupid voice.
All right. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Okay.
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Here we go. Let's go with this one.
Sometimes it's black, sometimes it's white, sometimes she's wrong, sometimes
this is, the local kid was in this one.
It, we figure it out, and then she just changed her mind. Sometimes she's
every
out,
LFO.
Ah, he gets one! He saves himself with LFO. By the way,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Rich Cronin. Rich Cronin,
good dude.
Top 3 guests we've ever had on Toucher and Rich.
What awesome.
Before he died, he came in a couple times, and that dude was unbelievable. He told us all these crazy stories about
the weird boy band.
Oh, the Lou Pearlman stuff was hysterical. He said he wanted him to come downstairs and just watch Top Gun with them in his house, and just he would sit there with his shirt off and just watch Top Gun with them. He said it was like really odd. On top of that, there was the whole thing. He dated Jennifer Love Hewitt for a while.
Really?
Which, by the way, that's a life worth living right there. I mean, if you've done that, then you know you could say. He could have said at the end of it all, you know what, it was all worth it. So good for him. Congratulations. We loved Rich Cronin. Rest in peace. All right, you got one. Congratulations.
Off the
shot. 1 out of 4. Are you ready?
That's 98 degrees.
How did you know that?
It's una noche, Rich.
Your face actually lit up for that.
It's a good song. It's a good tune. Not a big 98 degrees fan, though.
You know, one of the dudes from 98 Degrees is like a Chippendales dancer now.
No way.
Yes,
he didn't. His career didn't.
One of the Lachey's,
other areas.
One of the not the lead singer.
Nick Lachey. Drew Lachey got famous, and then there was the other two guys.
And then one guy like ran for Senate or something like that.
No, it was, I think it was Comptroller of Cincinnati.
Oh, okay, well, maybe he's not Senate. Not quite Senate.
Comptroller. No.
Like, official dog catcher.
Is it on the like flyer as like the other guy from? No, not that other guy. The other guy from 98 Degrees.
Okay, very good.
You
saved
right
yourself
up.
A little bit.
A little bit.
All
bit.
Right, all that talk. Let's see. Okay, name this artist.
Five.
Oh my God.
Wow. Five, as I like to call them.
Spelled the number 5.
Five. Not the most well thought out name, but yeah, Five.
Are they from Boston?
No, they might be British.
I've never heard of this before.
Well, that's because you're a nerd.
I guess so. So, you're kind of saving your ass here. How many do I have left? One.
They're British, yeah.
Two.
How did I miss Backstreet Boys and NSYNC but get 5 and
you're relaxed now.
You're
fine.
I had nowhere to go but up.
That's a good point.
Okay, so there's 4 left. And if you miss 2 of them, you got to do that dance. All right? And I will warn you this. Me, personally, I've never heard of 2 of these. But that's me.
All right.
And I wasn't a boy band guy. Are you ready?
I don't know. If I miss 2...
If you miss 2, yeah, 5. That'll
you're
be total
on a roll.
5.
What do you have to worry about?
A lot.
All right, here we go.
John.
Here I am, so alone.
I know this song. It's B.B. Mac.
Who is it? Wait, who is it?
B.B. Mac?
Until you're back here, baby.
Whoa. You guys don't know B.B. Mac?
Wow.
I didn't know I was hanging out with losers.
My God.
Look at him. Look at him now. Check him out. I've never heard this ever.
Never?
Never.
This is a good song.
That was a hit?
And actually, at the Burlington Mall, there were 2 stores, B.B. and Mac, that were right next to each other. So you can't forget B.B. Mac.
Okay.
Here you go.
I'll take your word for that.
The stores are probably gone because mall stores aren't thriving.
But. Now, this is a band that I've actually heard of. I've heard of this one, but I don't know this song, and I don't know any song of theirs.
Cause I want it all.
Oh,
Motown. Come on, Rich.
No.
This is actually a
second.
Song.
No, We Fit Together is a better song
this
than this.
This is a freaking jam, though.
This sucks.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's awful.
Wait till the last chorus when the drums come in like boom, boom. Boom, boom. Oh, man.
No,
if you can't feel anything
in that.
We
Fit Together is way better than
you're
this.
Dead inside.
We Fit Together.
Much better song.
Am I free of the dance like, now or do I need one more?
Isn't that how that goes?
No.
We Fit Together.
No, no, it's not a Grease song. No,
speaking of boy bands.
Yeah, you were quite the hunk of the drums.
That's how skinny I was.
That doesn't even look like you.
I'm very thin. I was small. I went to college and put on a lot of weight.
I honestly, that does not look like you at all. And it's very strange. You look nothing like you did back then. I don't know why.
Do I look more or less rock and roll now? I think I know the answer to that.
Punk rock as hell. All right, so here, you have just two more.
I'm free of the dance, right?
No. If you get both of these wrong,
okay,
then you
more.
Still have to do
All right.
I've never heard of either one of these two bands. Here we go.
Hey, Juliet.
Ooh. Time's up. LMNT.
What?
What does that stand
no
for?
No idea.
LMNT?
Little
Hey,
Ninja
Juliet.
Turtles?
Element.
Element.
Don't tell me that's Element. Is it really Element? Oh, that's awful.
Looks like it.
That's almost as bad as Five Ive.
Nothing's as bad as Five Eyes.
Five Eyes might be the worst of all of them. Okay, so that means that this is the last one. If you get this wrong, you're going to have to make up for it by doing the It's Going to Be May dance. Are you ready?
No.
That's enormous pressure.
Put this off till 10:15.
An enormous amount of pressure here.
Once again, I've never heard this band in my life.
But Hurley's the expert.
I've never heard of this band in my life. Are you ready?
This is rough.
This is bad.
This is bad. I have no idea who that is. On Dream Street?
Oh, Dream Street is the name of the band!
I technically said it, but I said I have no
That's
idea.
That's what we're on right now. Dream coming true!
I'm disappointed there was no Together,
right.
Who I think was...
Together was that was a parody.
They turned into a legit boy band, though.
With Chris Farley's brother?
Yeah, they were pretty good. Shout out to Mickey Park.
All right, so after the break, you've got to pay the fine. You got to pay the piper.
At least I didn't fully fall on my face there. That was, I saved some face.
You got a nice run there.
You got a little bit of redemption. Yeah. You knew who the hell Five was, Five Ive and BB Mac, which is somewhat impressive. But you got let down by Element and Dream Street.
Who I contend might not even be real. I think I was set up.
Well,
I think this was a setup.
It doesn't matter. You've still lost. You've missed five out of these. So when we come back, you'll have to deliver a performance of a lifetime. Are you ready, Michael Hurley?
No.
All right. Well, we'll see it, and we will witness it all in person right after this.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I only know the chorus. We should have probably specified that. Probably gonna start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I love to endless speed.
98.5 is Sports Hub. It's Touch of Rich.
You can tell when Lockhart shows up in the studio, something good's going to happen.
So
he's got the video camera up. He's ready.
It's time for the punishment. So
you just get this over with?
Yeah, Mike Hurley, yesterday.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah, yeah.
While that music was playing, I would just like to thank Michael for turning his mic on to tell me something while the music was playing. I don't know if that was on purpose or not, was it?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that I don't know all 4 minutes of
I know,
dance.
Michael. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a ramp up then to the core, so to get you in the mood.
Dan, I'm a little bit off right now because they're making me dance, so I'm all over the place.
You're the one who came in bragging. By the way, this is all on you.
I wasn't a brag.
This is all on you. You yesterday were saying, I am a, this is strange, but I'm a boy band expert. And so when we tested you on it, you right off the bat missed the first three. Whereas John Wall, I gave you two of the three.
I beefed it.
You completely screwed up. Now you came back, you had a little bit of a, people were calling you Marcus Smart there for a minute. You shanked your threes.
That's a good point.
And then you came back and saved the game. But then you end up screwing it all up at the end.
Element, I still contend, is made up.
Somebody said Element is members of, those bands are guys who got cut from O-Town. So they are legit. From what I'm hearing now.
One of those guys came to my high school and performed in a different boy band, too.
Real quick, it's some words of support on the phone line. Mike, you're on Touch and Rich.
Hey. Fellas, I'm going to have to curb my general vernacular here.
Okay.
Michael.
Yes.
Don't, even though I love it, don't dance for them.
No?
No, don't dance for them. I mean, you know, I mean, what kind of a move is that? You know what they're saying there?
What? What the hell are you talking about?
His thing said, I love Mike, but I'm embarrassed for him. Please do the dance. So he wants to relish in your pain.
Yeah.
So
like,
you embarrass yourself. I'm not
embarrassed about knowing the dance at some point in my life. I just don't know that my physical frame is going to really perform it very well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm embarrassed about.
K-Ron Wright, who is the guy who won the New Jack thing.
Sure.
He said, me, Wallach, Billy Lanny, and Michael Hurley should form a boy band, 90s R&B band called Four Your Love, number four, the cover band that sings all the greatest hits from that era. Ladies, hold on to your panties, please.
K-Ron's the man.
I'm free this weekend. I got some time for practice, band practice.
All right, so the punishment, because you missed five of them, embarrassingly, it was really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said you should change your name from a boy band expert to a boy band aficionado.
I think I said aficionado yesterday, to be fair.
I don't know.
We won't check the text.
We won't check the text. But either way, he said, I know the dance to It's Gonna Be Me, whatever the name of that song is, by NSYNC.
That's
and
correct.
To that, we said, well, that would be your punishment if you end up missing five. He missed five. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for him to pay up. And for those of you listening, we are Mike Lockhart is in here right now videotaping everything. And are you ready?
I have to be very careful not to detach my headphones or else I'll really, really...
You don't need headphones for the dance. Take them off.
Oh, I won't be able to hear the music.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. Well, how long is your cord?
It's enough, but I just...
Oh, you got plenty of room.
If I lose it, I will be floating without a life raft.
You got plenty of room. All right, move that chair out of the way. Get in the position. All right?
This is why I went to journalism school.
Are you ready?
I think this is going to help you, actually.
I don't think so.
I don't even know what this dance is. I have no idea.
But what's this dance called? I don't know. Okay.
It's going to be big.
Fair enough.
All right, so Michael Hurley. Maestro, hit it.
It's going to be me.
Is this the ramp up? When does it start?
I don't want to lose it.
10 seconds, I got it. Here we go. This is the saddest thing I've ever seen. He's really sad. This is the most half-assed attempt at a dance I've ever seen.
I haven't done that one since 1998.
That is the sweet sound of shame.
That's bad.
Being dripped out of someone's soul.
It started promising enough.
No. Yeah. No, you looked like... You know what you looked like?
Like a man being forced to dance?
No, you looked like an awkward person on like a shaky elevator. You just barely moved your body. You barely moved your limbs. You did a basic robot dance. That was awful.
Yeah.
That was absolutely pathetic.
That's what I expected.
Jeff, what's your opinion, sir?
You should not have had a dance for that. Those last two groups are freaking ridiculous. They were not
That's right.
kids. Those were just ridiculous. I mean, that's like, you know, saying, oh, I'm a huge movie buff, and then asking me some trivia question about some G movie from friggin' 1971 with not a single person that anybody's ever heard of it.
Apparently our listeners have. They're very ashamed of you that you did not know Dream Street, who apparently had their own infomercial for their album. So, Jeff, you, sir, are in the minority.
Well, Jeff is right, but I got Backstreet Boys and NSYNC wrong, so I had to pay the price.
That's an excuse. You're right. That's an excuse. inexcusable to not know Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
I didn't know NSYNC
covered sailing.
Absolutely
inexcusable. Well, of course they covered sailing. Somebody said, as your punishment, you should go to next year's NHL Awards.
We have something special for you guys tonight.
That's right, boys.
That's right, boys. We're going to make the chow, boys.
You could possibly see that. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on Toucher and Rich. Let's go to this gentleman. Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I told them not to dance. I told them not to dance.
Okay. All right.
What the hell is going on?
I've made an impact. Not for the better, I don't think.
I think you've made people's minds explode.
Yeah.